Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. You know what that means? It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Always a great crowd on Wednesday nights, and we're all together now through the summertime. Little ones on up. We do have a nursery for the youngest ones, but from about 4 or 5 years old on up, they're all together. We're all together in church, and I think it's good for families to sit together in church. I think we make a great mistake when churches take children out of every service. I think that's a great mistake. I don't want any child growing up in our church. And from the time they're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, on through their teenage years, they're out on Sunday morning for this children's church. They're out on Sunday night for this children's church. They're out on Wednesday night for their special services. And you know what? They'll be 18 and never hear the pastor preach. Never allow the pastor to be an influence in their life. That's a tragedy, my friend. And so on Wednesday nights through the summer, we take a break from our children's classes on Wednesday nights, and they come in with us in the auditorium, and they get to learn what it's like to be in church. Sunday nights they're in church, and then we have the children's church just on Sunday morning through the summertime. And so hopefully you can come be with us tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll continue our studies in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I'd like to share something with you from Numbers chapter 11. It's just a truth here, as God is telling them about the manna. And it says, the manna was as, verse 7 of Numbers 11, the manna was as a coriander seed, and the color thereof was the color of delium. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, and beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. All right? And you know the story of the manna here. They could go out, and they'd have to gather it every day. If they tried to gather more than that and hold on to it, nope, it'd breed worms and it would stink. It wouldn't keep. And so, in other words, they had to keep it fresh. They had to keep it fresh. I've been in the ministry now 40 years this September, and I do not know exactly the amount of sermons I preached. It's in the neighborhood of 20,000 sermons that I have brought through the years. And yet, by the way, you couldn't do that with any other book. How could I preach 20,000 times from the Bible? And yet, there's still much more to go. There's still much more to preach. In fact, it's an inexhaustible supply. It's the same book Billy Sunday preached from. It's the same book that the Dr. John R. Rice preached from. It's the same book that B.R. Lakin preached from. It's the same book. It's the same book. And listen, it's inexhaustible. And we look into the same book every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, every Sunday school lesson. It ought to be fresh. It ought to be fresh. Fresh bread and is what we want. And it's everything. You know, and I like things that are fresh. I like fresh baked chocolate chip cookies, right? I like fresh bread. I like fresh vegetables. I like the fresh sheets when they come out of the washer, and if they've been hung outside, boy, just nice. And so I want the Bible to be fresh. I want my prayer time to be fresh. I want my witnessing to be fresh. I want my church attendance and my church service to be fresh. I want the singing of the songs of God to be fresh. I want just like he said here, your manna is fresh oil. It's fresh oil. I want that for my life. Listen, let me help you today. Make sure your praise is fresh. Make sure your praise is fresh. Over in Psalm 34, the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In chapter 35, in verse 8, it says that we're to praise him all the day long. All the day long. And so we know that we ought to be rejoicing in the Lord, as Paul said, always. And again, I say rejoice. And so when you wake up in the morning, it ought to be blessed be God, another day. Whether it's sunshine or whether it's clouds, whether it's warm or whether it's cold. I have the strength to get up. I have the strength to get up and get dressed. Listen, I have church to come to. I have the Bible as my book. I have heaven as my home. I have the Holy Spirit as my guide. I've been saved now. Almost 60 years. As David said, I will yet praise him more and more. No, the young ones aren't going to outdo me. The young ones should not outdo the old ones. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Just praise the Lord. Take time to praise the Lord for your salvation. Take time to praise the Lord for forgiveness. Take time to praise the Lord for security. Praise the Lord for the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord for the Word of God. Praise the Lord for the Church of God. Praise the Lord for the songs of God. Praise the Lord for your family. Praise the Lord for your spouse. Praise the Lord for your job. Praise the Lord for your car. Praise the Lord for your clothing. Praise the Lord for your home. Praise the Lord for your health. Praise the Lord for your food. Praise the Lord for your friends. Praise the Lord for your sight. Praise the Lord for your hearing. Praise the Lord for your senses. Praise the Lord for your life. Keep your praising fresh. Oh, there ought to be a freshness to our praise. You say, man, people will think I'm nuts. That's okay. You'll be a happy nut and just be praising God. You find your burdens and your heartaches are going to be much lighter when you just praise the Lord. And so keep your praise fresh. But then here in Numbers 11, we know the manna was a picture of the Word of God. What's our manna? Our manna is God's Word. And so keep the Word of God fresh. You need it fresh every day. No, you can't go on last week's. You can't go on yesterday's. Read it and let God speak to you. Fresh every day. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And so I tell you what warms my heart. What warms my heart isn't just good message, pastor, or good message. No, you know what warms my heart, preacher? I love the Bible more since I came to this church. Preacher, I love the Lord Jesus more since I came to this church. That's why I want to preach the Word and study the Word and search the Word and proclaim the Word. Because the Word of God exalts Christ. The Word of God exalts the Savior. And that's why Paul would exhort Timothy, preach the Word. It's a hammer. It's a fire. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Word of God. Did you come to the Word of God this morning? Did you get fresh bread from heaven this morning? Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. I want to read, and I want to read that verse. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And I want to read it fresh. I want to read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I want it to be fresh to me. I want to read, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. I want it to be fresh. I want to read, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And I want it to be fresh to me. Oh, I want to read, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I want that to be fresh. I want casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I want that to be fresh to me today. I want man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I want that to be fresh today. Oh, my friend, millions and millions of people in this world have no copy of the Word of God. But I do, and you do. May the Word of God be fresh to us today. May our praise be fresh every day. And then may our anointing be fresh every day. Psalm 92, the psalmist pens these words, 92 and verse 10. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Oil here is representing the Holy Spirit of God. Now, it doesn't, for the believer, once you're saved, the Holy Spirit of God indwells you. He lives in us, and he doesn't leave us. But just because the Holy Spirit lives in us doesn't mean he controls us. It doesn't mean he has all of us. And we yield ourselves to him daily, and we get the fresh anointing of the Spirit of God each and every day. In Acts chapter 2, they were endued with power from on high, as Jesus promised, and the Holy Spirit came upon them in power. And they were able to preach the Word of God and see 3,000 saved and baptized. But if you notice in Acts chapter 4, they're all filled again with the Spirit of God. What's that, preacher? That's a fresh anointing. Lord, Lord, send the old-time power, the Pentecostal power, thy floodgate of blessing on us throw open wide. Oh, we need that power of Pentecost once again. I mean, power to live the Christian life. Power to tell others of Christ. Power to proclaim the Word of God. Power to love others. Power to forgive others. Power to crucify and die to self. If you're struggling, if you're having, feel like you're just in quicksand in your Christian life and just plodding along, listen to me. Ask God for a fresh anointing of His Spirit. That's what's needed. Keep the anointing fresh. Keep yielded to the Spirit of God. I want to keep my praise fresh. I want to keep the Word of God fresh. I want to keep my anointing of the Spirit of God fresh. And I want to keep my testimony fresh. When Jesus met that maniac of Gadara and cast the demons out of him, and they ended up killing all the hogs that were nearby, grazing nearby. When the people of the town came out to see this guy, the Bible says he was sitting and clothed in his right mind, talking with Jesus. And then he wanted to go with Jesus. Jesus is leaving. He says, I want to go with you. And Jesus says, no, you can't go with me. You go home to your friends and you tell them what great things God has done for you. Three different times, Paul gives his testimony about how he was saved on the road to Damascus. He just told his testimony over and over and over again. In Acts 16, when that midnight after they've been beaten, Paul and Silas are, remember, praying and singing praises to God. And there's an interesting little phrase there in the Bible. It says, and the prisoners heard them. Well, I know who else heard them. The jailer and his family heard them. And so when the earthquake came and he sprang in and he took a sword and he was going to kill himself, Paul had to say, wait, don't do it. We're all here. What? The prisoners wouldn't leave. Nobody left. And then the jailer said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Well, how do you know about that? He'd been listening to their testimony. He's been listening to their praises. He's been listening to their prayers. The testimony got through, didn't it? Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you told somebody how you came to Christ? When's the last time you shared your testimony with somebody? You told anybody lately? I mean, why not just say, could I share my testimony with you? And then you say, maybe you could share yours with me. And they say, well, I don't have one. Well, then get one. Get one today. Today, on June 8th, 2022, you could call upon the Lord and He could be your Savior. And your testimony would be, I was just listening to the radio one day and I heard this fellow on the radio and he told me that I was a sinner and that sinners deserve to pay for their sin in hell. But that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross and paid the wages of sin for them. And that if they'd call on Jesus and ask Him to forgive their sin and trust Him as their Savior, He'd give them the gift of eternal life. And I bowed my head that day, listened to the radio, and asked Jesus to be my Savior. My friend, there's your testimony. See, and then you can tell others what great things the Lord has done for you. Well, I want to keep my rejoicing fresh. I want to keep the Word of God fresh. I want to keep the anointing of the Spirit of God fresh. And I want to keep my testimony fresh. And you do that by telling it over and over and over again. Well, I hope that'll be good for you today. I plan to do that today, and let's keep it fresh, shall we? Well, have a wonderful Wednesday. I look forward to seeing some of you in the church service tonight, and then the rest of us will plan to come back and meet on the radio tomorrow. And I'd like to share with you tomorrow a thought about God will not forget you. What a great promise that is it not? I'm glad that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. Have a great Wednesday, everyone, and until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball. Reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.